Before we start, I would just like to thank our sponsors. This month's learning is sponsored by Jacob Simons in honor of Harav Shlomo Tzvi Reuven Ben Shimon, which is Rabbi Simons' grandfather and Jacob's great-grandfather. He should live and be well. And this week's learning is sponsored by Yoni and Lisa Wintner, in honor of all of you guys, the Rebbeim of the Kollel, and we should have a great year in Los Angeles. The Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph starts Eid Zomim. Abai Amar Lamafrehu Nifsal, Rava Amar Mikan Lahabohu Nifsal. Abai says the Eid Zomim is Pasul Mafreya from the time that he gave the Eidus, and Rava says it's Mikan Lahabohu from the time of the Hazama. What exactly is the case of Eid Zomim? Says Rashi, Eid Zomim, Heid Benisan, Vuhuzan Betishrei Al Eidus Zu. So Rashi says that the case is that he gave testimony, or they gave testimony in Nisan, and the Hazama took place 6 months later. And the Shaila, the Machlokas, Abai and Rava, is whether they become Pasul L'Mafreya, and any Eidus that they gave from Nisan to Tishrei is Pasul, or no, the Psul is only Chal Mikan Laba, but any Eidus that they gave before the Hazama took place, the Hainu, between Nisan and Tishrei, that would be kosher according to Rava. The Gemara goes on to explain what the Machlokas Abai and Rava is. Chiddush, no chiddush, pseudo lekuchos, nafkaminas. So we'll get to a little of that later. But for now, let's just focus on exactly what the case is. So take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Itmar eid zomim bayam lefrehu nifsal meina da asid havale rasha v'atora amar al tashas rasha eid." He's a rasha, and the psul rasha's chal once he gave the eidus. Perish says Rabbeinu Chananel, "Kegon she ha'eid beveisin brosh chodesh nisan." So that sounds like Rashi. He gave Eidus 1 month. The next month, the next few months, a few months later, he was a Huzam. So the Psul is Chal al-Mafreya. Says Rabbeinu Chanano, V'im he Eidus b'shtar b'vestin. Let's say the Eidim Zomim, the case was actually they were Eidim on a shtar. They signed up on a shtar. And then they were huzam. So when does the psul kick in? Says Rabbeinu Chananel, Mishuhuchza kashtar beveistin. Once at the point that the shtar was accepted in Beistin, after kiyum, me oso hayom nifsal ha'ed afal pisha acharzman bo ha'edim shepaslu. According to Abaye, who holds Eid Zomim L'Mafrei Hunifsal, not only is that true, if they actually give Haggadus Eidus in Basin, they become possible from the time that they gave the Eidus Befoel in Basin. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, it's also true if they were Eidim on a Shtar, and they signed off on a Shtar, let's say it was a Shtar Raya, they said that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and they signed off the Shtar in Nisan. Comes Tishrei, other Eidim say, what do you mean? How could you sign on that Shtar? And how could you have signed on that Shtar in Nisan? How could that you? Plural, Sanam and Shtar Nisan, Imanu Hayisim B'Makom Ploni, says Rabbeinu Chananel, that's also going to be subject to the Machlokas Abaye and Rava, and according to Abaye, they'll be puzzled from the time that the Shtar was accepted and based in. Yeah? Everyone tells Rabbeinu Chananel? No one tells Rabbeinu Chananel? That's Rabbeinu Chananel says. That Hazama applies even to Eidus Shev Shtar. And most Rishon, if you look in the Sogya, you look in the Ran, you look in the Yad Ramah, most Rishon assume that it's shayach hazama b'shtar. You have to get around some technicalities to make sure that the Eidim who signed up for the shtar can't, you know, finagle and say that really the shtar was a shtar me'uchar and it was kosher. Really, we weren't at the time that we said it took place. But in principle, hazama on Eidus b'shtar really is shayach. That's what comes out from Rabbeinu Chananel. If you take a look in the Ran and the Yad Ramah, they corroborate that as well. In principle, it's Shayach Hazama Bishtar. Makes sense? Why not? So there's a sheet of the Baal HaMa'or. The Baal HaMa'or is in the Dafi HaRif. In the Sefer Subis. I'm pretty sure it's on Daf Chesem Beis in the Dafi HaRif, King Subis. The Baal HaMa'or is in the Sugyas of Kiyum Shtaros. So there the Baal HaMa'or says, not that way. without getting into all the details, the Balamor suggests that it's not Shaykh Hazama on Edus Shibishtar. I'll just read this lashon. It's part of a bigger paragraph, not getting into exactly what the context, but this is his lashon. Avalim him krovim le'edei hashtar. This is Balamor Ksubas Chesam based on Dap Erif. Avalim him krovim le'edei hashtar. If the Edim, the Edei Kiyum, or the Dayanim, who are sitting to be Mekayim the Shtar, are related to the Edim on the Shtar, right? We know that really Midaraisa, once Edim HaChasuma al Shtar is Kamishanech, do some Bebesim, Midrabanon, we require Kiyum Shtar. That means two Edim sign off to testify that these signatures are authentic. And you need Dayanim to be present for that Kiyum Shtars. So that's Edei Kiyum and Dayani Kiyum. So says the Balamor, if the Edei Kiyum or the Dayani Kiyum are related, are Krovim to the Edim Shavishtar, that's okay. Ksherim. V'ray l'davar, nem anandam lomar zek sav yadu shal abba, sav yadu shal achi, zu ray l'edim, v'udin l'dayanin, she'en lachluk b'davar. Okay, fine. So says the Balmor, V'tam ha-davar, shaloti tachin hazam l'olam be'edei hashtar. So the reason is because the Balmor, part of this part of the context, that the psul karov is somehow related to, you need hazam. And if you're related to the dayanim, or you're related to the edim, you're going to run into problems of edah shiyata yachal hazima, because it's going to end up krovim are going to punish krovim. And we'll see in the Gemaras in the sugya of Krovim that's going to come up. The Psul Karov is somehow related to the problem of Edus Shiata Yochel Hazim. You need to be able to do Hazama. So it says the Balam Or, that's not Shaykh by Edus Shabishtar. You don't need Edus Shiata Yochel Hazim because it's not Shaykh Hazama by Shtar. Why? Says the Balam Or, Shalot Yitachin Hazama La'olam be'Edus Shtar, Sheish Lomar Ichru V'Kasvu, because they can always get out of it. They can say that Imanu Hayisim B'Makam, the Mezimin will say Imanu Hayisim B'Makam Ploni. The Edim and the Shtar will just say, when we said that the halva took place on, in Nisan, really it was a shtar meuchar. It really took place earlier, and they can get out of the hazama that way. So it's just a technicality. It's not going to be shaykh hazama because of a technicality. Then says the Balmor, and this is relevant for us, this is what we're going to discuss. The ode ein hazama leolam l'shalim mamon ella be'edus al peh. Says the Balmor that there's no hazama to pay mamon, except by Edus al-Peh. So, the Ran, the Chidush Ran here in Maseches Ksubis, not the Chidush Ran, the Ran in the on the Rif in Maseches Ksubis, understood the Balamor to say that unequivocally across the board, it's not Shaykh Hazama Bishtar. Not only with respect to the penalty of Kasher Zama, even with respect to Hakhasha. If Edus who sign up on a Shtar, They're not subject to the hakhasha of kasher zama of imanu hayisim b'makom ploni. That's how the Ran understood the Balam Or. But if you take a look in the Bach and the Shach in Simin Lamed Aleph, the Bach is in Simin Lamed Aleph, Shach is in Simin Lamed Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Gimel. They understood the Balam Or not like the Ran, and they understood based on a Gemara, because we'll see a Gemara coming up in the beginning of the next parak and Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara seems to say explicitly that it is shaykh to have a hakasha of hazama by Edom Shavishtar, meaning you have Edom and Ashtar. Other Edom can say Imanu Hayisim B'Makom Ploni to be Makish Ishtar, as long as they can really nail down the exact timing of the hazama. But in principle, it's shaykh a hakasha of hazama by Edim Shavishtar. So the Balmor can't mean that it's not Shaykh Hazama Bichlal by Edim Shavishtar. What the Balmor must mean, this is what the Shach and the Bach, the Shach elaborates on the Bach. But what the Balmor must mean is that it's not Shaykh Kasher Zamam on Edim Shavishtar. Of course, if you have Edim and a Shtar and other Edim come and say, Imanu Hayisim Makom Ploni, how can you sign up in such a Shtar? It's going to be Edim that's Mukheshes. That's for sure. But what the Balmor means to say is that it's only Shaykh Ka'asher Zomam by Eda Shabal Peh. It's not Shaykh Ka'asher Zomam to give them the punishment of Ka'asher Zomam when it comes to Eda Shabashtar. And as the Shach points out, it's very meduik in the Lashon of the Baal Mor, because the Baal Mor said, "Ein hazama la'olam l'shalim mamon ela be'edus alpeh." There's only hazama to pay mamon by edus alpeh. L'shalim mamon means kasher zama, the penalty of kasher zama. That's only shayach by edus alpeh. But in terms of hakasha, that's shayach even by edus shavashar. So we're not going to discuss exactly how the Ran understood the Baal Mor. We're going to focus more on this shita of the Shach and the Bach, in terms of the sheet of understanding the sheet of the opinion of the Baal Maor, that again, that Edus Shebishtar, it's Shayach Hazama in terms of the Hakhasha, but it's not Shayach Hazama in terms of being Mekayim, the penalty of Kasher Zama. Yeah? Is that clear? Is that clear? So we have Machlokas Rishonim, at least, according to the Shach and the Baal Maor, the Shach and the Bach, we have Machlokas Rishonim as to whether it's shayach to be mekayim kasher zamam on edus shebichsav. Yeah, they'd be like we see hazama is a type of hakhasha. It's maybe a right. It's a super hakhasha. So in terms of the edim becoming edim that are mukhash, there'll be a trey utrey. But in terms of the being mekayim kasher zamam to force the edim shavishtar to pay that which they tried to be mechayiv, we're not going to do that according to the Baal Maor, but according to the Rabbi Nochananel, the Chiddush Aran, most of the Rishonim, so not that way. It sounds like we would be mekayim kasher zamam even by edim shavishtar. Take a look at the Shach. The Shach maybe thinks there's no machlokas Rishonim, but it sounds like from Rabbi Nochananel of the Ran and the Yadraman or Sugya, it sounds like there is at least there are some Rishonim who assume that we would have a penalty of Kasher Zamam by Eidah Shavishtar.
I usually put this when they say that explicitly in our Sugya. I mean, the Raf, it's like, we don't know from the Raf.
We don't know from the Raf.
The case of the Eidim can be passed also by Shtar.
But that could be talking about the Hakhasha. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
It could just be talking about the Hakhasha, not Kasher Zamam. Yeah, so I assumed just from the fact that the Rishonim are not Mechalik, and we call this Eid Zomim, presumably, if there was a Chiluk between the Hakhasha and the Kasher Zamam, the Rishonim would have spelled that out. From the fact that the Mistimas HaRishonim, the fact that the Rishonim did not say any Chiluk between the Hakhasha of Eid Zomim and the penalty of Kasher Zamam, we don't find in our Sugya that the Rishonim make such a Chiluk. I assume that they don't hold like the Baal Mor. That's my premise. Is that fair? Yeah. Okay. So what's this machlokas about? Whether it's shayach kasher zama by edus shebichsav. So there's a famous machlokas between the Ktzos and the Sivis and Siman Lamed Ches about hazama on edus shebeisser. What's the classic case of eid zomim? So you have two edim who are made that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and they're going to force Reuven to pay back Shimon. They're forcing him to pay money. And another two set of Edom come and say, what do you mean? Imanu ha'isim b'malkam ploni. So the din is, kasher zam lasos lo'achiv, we force the first set of Edom to pay, probably to pay Shimon, to pay Reuven, I'm sorry, the amount of money that they were trying to be mechayev. That's the regular case of hazama. What about this? Let's say you have edim who are made that Reuven's wine is yayin nesach. They're made that Reuven's wine is yayin nesach. They're trying to be mafsid him, right? Because now that his yayin is yayin nesach, it's asr bahana, so they're causing him a loss. And two other edim come and they say, how could you know anything about Reuven's yayin? Imanu ha'isim b'malkam ploni. So they're doing hazama on the first set of edim. So would we say kasher zam lasos la'achiv? And we're going to force the first set of edim to pay back Reuven that which they tried to be mafsid him. They tried to make his yayin nesach. They were huzam. Do we say kasher zamam on edus shabi isurin? That's the Shaila and the Ksois and the Nesivis. The Ksois says, of course we do. And he is right from the Gemara coming up in Sanhedrin Daf Yud. He thinks that it's Shaykh even by Edus Shabi Isurin, if the Edim gave Edus and Basin
even though it pertained to Isser, which we know Isser does not need Shnei Edim necessarily, but if they gave Edus in Beis Din, and it was accepted in Beis Din, even though it was in the context of Isser, it registers, and it's Shayach Hazam. That's the Ktsoy, so the Siman Lamed Ches, Sivkat and Zayin. And the Nesivis over there in Siman Lamed Ches, Sivkat and Dalim, sorry. And the Nesivis in Siman Lamed Ches argues on the Ktsoy, and he thinks that by Yisurim, it's not Shayach Hagadas Edus. You know, Edachas Neman Bisurin, that's a strong raya that it's not Shayach to have Edus and Hagadas Edus in the realm of Isser V'Heter. When it comes to Dinei Mamnis, when it comes to being Mechayev Misa, that's when we have the concept of Edus, Hagadas Edus, Kabbalas Edus, and Basin. When it comes to the realm of Isurin, whether this is Yain Nesach or not Yain Nesach, that's not Edus. That's the Shayla of Isurin, Edach of Isurin. And it's not Shayach Hagadas Edus. Since it's not Shayach Hagadas Edus, it's not Shayach Kasher Zaman. Because Edim, in order to make Edim Zoman, it has to be that they had Haggadah Edus and Beis Din, and then subsequently they were Kuzam. Now we can say, oh, it's Shaykh Kacher Zam Lasos Lachiv, and be Mechayiv them the penalty of Kacher Zam. But calls man that there wasn't Haggadah Edus and Beis Din, says the Nesivis, like by Isurin, even though they did it in Beis Din, and they said that his Yain was Yain Nesach, and they would have been maps to him. Since it doesn't register as Haggadah Seidus, it's not Shayach Kasher Zaman. That's the Nesivis, and the Ktsois in the Mishoviv has a pushback. And he thinks he proves from a few places that it is Shayach Haggadah Seidus even by Yisurin. It is Shayach Haggadah Seidus even by Yisurin. I mean, he agrees in principle that you need Haggadah Seidus, but he thinks that once you have two Edim who come to Basin and are made about Isser Hagam, that you didn't need Edus by Isser. Maybe Edecha would have been believed, and it doesn't have to be in Basin. You don't need it. It doesn't have to be in front of Basin. But if they did in front of a Basin, and then they were Huzam, even though the Tochen was Isser, it is Shayach to then subsequently have Hazama and be Mechayev the penalty of Kasher Zama. One of his Rayas, who knows what the Ksos's main Raya is? Anyone know Marcos? Recently? Not recently. The first Mishnah. What's the first Mishnah? Ben Grusha ben Chalusa. So says the Ktsois. The first Mishnah says that if you have Edom who are made that only is a Ben Grusha ben Chalusa, and they are found out to be Zomimin. So we give them Malkus. Tosas says today is whether that's a Kiyum of Kasher Zomim. But you see from the Mishnah that by Ben Grusha ben Chalusa, which may be Edus Isser. Right, you're being made, like Rashi explains that you're being made that his wife, that the one of the parent, he's a chalal, one of the parents was a grusha, whatever it is. So isn't that Edus Isser? And you see that it's shaykh to have hazama even on Edus Isser. Then the Mishovish go back and forth. Maybe it's not so obvious that Ben Grusha, Edus of Ben Grusha is Isser. Maybe it's Davar Shebe Erva, and Davar Shebe Erva needs Edus. He has a whole discussion there in the Meshov and Nesivis. But be that as it may, what comes out from this Machlokis, Ktsos and Nesivis, as to whether it's Shayach Hazama by Edus Shebe Isurin, is only in terms of whether Edus Shebe Isurin registers and based in as Haggadah Edus. But Leisman de Palig, that you need Haggadah Edus in order to have Kasher Zama. Right? Is that clear? The Machlokis, Ktsos and Nesivis, is just whether it's Shayach to have Haggadah Edus in terms of Isser. If the Edim are made in Basin that Ploni is Yain Nesach, does that register as Haggadah Edus in order to then subsequently be Mechayev them Kasher Zam? But Leisman de Palig, that you need Haggadah Edus and Kabbalah Edus in Basin in order to be able to subsequently be Mazin them and give the penalty of Kasher Zam. That's clear, right? That makes sense? Okay. So now I have a question. Is Edus Shebishtar Haggadah Edus?
Is that the Gemara
Ksuvah? Oh, what does the Gemara Ksuvah say?
That you can't say I was puzzle. I was a puzzle Edus because came in Shehigat Shuvah and of course they're not.
Okay, excellent. So one second. So at first glance it seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim.
The Ktsois in Simin Chavchas, I think.
The Ktsois in Simin Chavchas lists, yeah, this is a well-known Ktsois, Chavchas Vav, Sivchat and Vav, lists four Shitos in the Rishonim,
how Edus Shebishtar works. Isn't it a violation of the Drasha of Mipiyam Velo Mipiksavam? We know that Edus has to be Baal Peh, so how can you have Edus Shebichsav? So the Ktsois thinks that there are four Shitos in the Rishonim. They're probably not four Shitos in the Rishonim, because you have to work on two out of the four. But the way that the source lists is in four sheets doesn't be shown, that's how we'll say it over. So one of the more well-known sheets is the Rambam. The Rambam writes that Edus Shebishtar is Midirei Sofrim. It sounds like it's Midirabana. And Echanami, Mipiyam Velo Mipiksavim is true on a Darais level, but Chazal Mesakin, because of Takana, Pseid Lepuchos, Takana, that we should have Edus Shebishtar. So there are Mesakin, Edus Shebishtar works Midir Rabban. And that's the Ramban is Masig. How could it be? How could it be that Edus Shebishtar is only Midir Rabban? We have Kiddushei Shtar, the whole institution of Gerishin, Aget, is a Shtar, and those work on a Daraisa level. So the Ramban, the Sefer Mitzvot is Masig in the Rambam, and there's a Reb Chaim, a very important Reb Chaim, which we are going to discuss later on in the beginning of the next parak, in the fourth parak in Sanhedrin. It's going to be very relevant for the beginning of the parak there. Okay, but that's the shita of the Rambam. The Rabbeinu Tam shita is well known also. That mipiyam below mipiksavam is only when the aid can't give edus baal peh. Let's say you have a person who's mute and can't give edus baal peh. So since he can't give edus baal peh, he can't also give edus shebishtar. But if you have a person who is able to give Edus Baal Peh, he just, for whatever reason, couldn't come to Beis Din, so he sent his Edus in the mail to Beis Din. Says Rabbi Natan, that wouldn't be a violation of Mipiyam Velo Mipiksavam, and that's the whole institution of Shtaros. How exactly Rabbi Natan works with some various Gemaras, according to Ktsois, not for now. But the two Shitas that we're going to focus on right now are the Baal HaMa'or, remember that, Baal HaMa'or, and the Ramban. The Baal HaMa'or is in Yevamos, and the Ramban is in Ksubis on Daf Chav. So the Baal HaMa'or says that the whole idea of Mipiyam Velo Mipiksavam is if the Edim are acting on their own. However, we know that a Shtar means Das HaMeschayev. That's something that Rav Shechter likes to teach us all the time. That a Shtar, by definition, in order to be Kasher, needs to be written B'Das HaMeschayev, the one who is going to become responsible for something because of the shtar, has to be the one to authorize the writing of the shtar. So once that person, let's say in the case of a lova, right? The lova is the one who's going to be chayiv to pay with the shtar, now it's going to be a milah b'shtar, and he's going to be more likely to have to pay. He's the das hamischayiv. So when the lova authorizes the writing of the shtar, it's not mipiyam below mipiksavim, says the Baal HaMa'or, it's mipik savo, because the edim are somehow like they're shluchim. They're a shliach on behalf of the lova, and it's really savo. It's not savam. It's not the edim acting on their own. They're acting on behalf of the das hamaschayim, the lova in that case, and that's not a violation of mipiyam below mipik savam. Savam is if the edim are functioning without any das hamaschayim. Once you have das hamaschayim, he's authorizing the writing of the shtar. That's mipik savo. And that's not that doesn't fall into the problem of Edus Shebishtar. That's the Shita of the Baal HaMa'or. And the Ramban says, no, and this is what Willie just mentioned. We know from the Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara in the beginning of Gittin, Ksubis Yurches, Gittin I think is Dav Gimel, that Edim HaChasum Mal HaShtar's Kemisha Nechkira Edusan Beveistin. When you have Edim who sign off on HaShtar, it's as if they gave Edus and Beveistin. And the problem of Edus Shebishtar, of Edus Bichsav, is only when it's not a shtar. Once a document gets a chalos of a shtar, it's ki'ilu they gave Haggadah, if that sounds like what I'm saying, it's ki'ilu they gave Haggadah in Beis Din, and it's not a violation of Mipiyam below Mipiksavam. Kol zman that it's not a shtar, but it's just a piece of paper with Edim signing off on something, that's Mipik Savam, And that's Eidus Shebichsav. Once something gets the status of a shtar, once it gets the status of a shtar, now comes the din of Eidim HaChasuma al Hashtar, is Kamisha Nechkarai Dusan Bevestin, and it's Ki'ilu, they gave Haggadah and Bevestin. It's not Mipik Salim, it's Mipihem. It's Mipihem, because it's a shtar, it's Kamisha Nechkarai Dusan Bevestin, and it's Ki'ilu, they gave Haggadah and Bevestin. It's not subject to the limitation of Mipihem Velo Mipik Salim. That is the Shita of the Ramban. So, l'fumriyata, we have a machlokas between the Baal HaMa'or, on the one hand, and the Ramban, on the other hand, exactly how a shtar gets out of the problem of Mipim lo Mipiksavim. The Ramban said, it doesn't because it's not Mipiksavim. Once it has the status of a shtar, it's a Haggadah. It's Mipihem. It's not Mipiksavim, it's Mipihem, because Eid Machasum al Shtar is Kamisha Nechkarai Dusan Bevestin. That's the Ramban. The Baal HaMa'or says no. It's not Mipihem v'lo Mipiksavim, it's Mipiksavo. The Torah pasal Ksavim. The Torah did not pasal Ksavo. And when the Shtar is authorized by the Das Mischayev, it's really Mipiksavo Shel HaMischayev, and that's not a problem. That's okay. That's not part of the Xeris HaPasal that pasals Mipihem v'lo Mipiksavim. It's only Mipiksavo. But the Baal HaMa'or doesn't say it's Kilu they gave Haggadah Bevestin. It doesn't say it's Mipihem. The Ramban says it is Mipihem. The Baal HaMa'or says it's Mipiksavo. It's not a problem because it's not Mipiksavam, but they're clearly saying different things. The Baal HaMa'or says it's Mipiksavo and that's kosher. And the Ramban says it's Mipihem and that's why it's kosher. But if the way we're spelling it out is correct, it comes out, perhaps, potentially, that it's the Baal HaMa'or Lashitasa. Because the Baal HaMa'or is arguing right now that the that when you have a shtar, why isn't it a violation of PM of Lomi Piksava? Because it's Bipiksava, but it's not Haggadah Bevestin. And we proved from the Ketzos and the Nesivos, the Achronim, we're all assuming that in order to have Kasher Zamam, the penalty of Kasher Zamam, you need to have a Haggadah in Basin. It has to be a Chalos of Haggadah in Basin. Kolzman, that's not a Haggadah in Basin, like the Ketzos thought, Eidus Shabi Surin. The Nesivos thought that Eidus Shabi Surin is not Haggadah in Basin. It's not Shaykh Kasher Zamam. And you see from the Baal HaMa'or here in Yevamos that Eidus Shebishtar is not considered Haggadah and Beis Din. It's just Mipik Savo, which is okay. But it's not Mipihem. It's not Haggadah, full-fledged Haggadah and Beis Din. If that's the case, then maybe, perhaps, Ulai, we can understand the Sheet of the Baal HaMa'or that it's not Shaykh Kasher Zamam by Eidus Shebishtar. Again, because step one, we proved you need Haggadah and Beis Din, Haggadah's Eidus and Kabbalah's Eidus and Beis Din in order to have Kasher Zamam. And the Baal HaMa'or assumes that Eidus Shebishtar is not Haggadah and Beis Din, because if he held those Haggadah and Beis Din, he would have said like the Ramban, not like himself. He would have said that Eidus Shebishtar is not a problem of Mipim L'Biksavim because it's Mipihem. Eidim HaChasum Al-Hashtar is Kamisha Nechkarai Dusan Beis Din. It's Kilu, they actually gave Haggadah and Beis Din. Rather, he says it's Mipiksavo. So maybe this is the Baal HaMa'or L'Shitaso, that Eidus Shebishtar is not Haggadah. Since it's not Haggadah, it's not Shayach Kasher Zamam, and that's why the Baal HaMa'or thinks that it's not Shayach Kasher Zamam by Eidim Shebishtar, and that's why they can be Krovim, Ayin Sham in the Baal HaMa'or in Ksuvis. Does that make sense? Was that clear? So one Ha'ara, and this is Willie's point, L'chor it's a Beferish of Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubas and the Yechasim Beis says the following. The Mishnah says, "Ha'idim sha'amru ksav yadenu zeh, aval anusim ha'inu, ktanim ha'inu, psula eidus ha'inu, hara'ilu ne'manim." So there are eidim who have signed up on the shtar, and they say, this taka is our ksav yad. However, we were honest when we signed the shtar. We were ktanim when we signed the shtar. We were psula eidus when we signed the shtar. They're ne'man. Says the Gemara. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Lo Shanu El Sha'amru Anusim Ha'inu Machmas Mamon, Aval Anusim Ha'inu Machmas Nefashos Har Ilu Ne'emanin. Because I'm sorry, the Hemshech of the Mishnah says if there are other Edom who already established that this was their Ksav Yad, then they're not Neman. So they're only Neman if they have a Pesha Asr Pesha Hit there. But if there are other Edom who already established that that's their Ksav, they're not able to say, we were Anus, we were Ktanim, we were Psuli Edos. So the Gemara says, that's only true with respect to Anus Machmas Mamun. However, it was Machmas Nefashos, Harilu Nemanin. Omele Rava, Kol Kamine. Do they have the right to hassle their Edos? Says the Gemara, Kevin Shehigid Shuvin Echozer Magid. So they have no right to subsequently, they gave the Edos Shabishtar, and now they're claiming that they were Pasul. What right do they have? Kevin Shehigid, once you give testimony in court, Shuvin Echozer Magid. Says the Gemara, Willie, this is for you. Says the Gemara, V'chi Tema, maybe you'll tell me the limitation, the din of Kevin Shehigid Shuvin Echozer Magid, Hani Mili Alpeh. Maybe that's only by Eidah Shabal Peh. Aval Bishtar Lo. Maybe by Eidah Shabishtar, there's no problem of Kevin Shehigit Shubay Nechozer Magid. And the Eidim, even if they sign off on a star, they can subsequently say something to counter that. Says the Gemara, no. Vaha'om Rish Lokish Eidim HaChasum Al Ashtar is Nasa Kami Shenechkara Eidusan Bevestin. Reish Lakish says, Eidim hachasum al ashar is kamisha nechkar idusim bevestin. So, what exactly was the Gemara saying? This is like Eli's Kamash Malon 180 or 360. Was the Gemara saying that the Shach Vataria, right, the Gemara again, the Gemara said, Kevin Shegit Shulim Chaz Magin, so of course they can't, they shouldn't be able to passel their Eidus that they gave Bechsav. So the Gemara says, maybe Hanimili, that's Eidus Balpeb, Eidus Shabashtar. No, says the Gemara, what Rish Lakish says, Eidim HaChasum HaStar is Nasa Kamishra Nechra Eidus and Besin. So what was the Gemara saying? Was the Gemara saying that maybe only Eidus Shabalpeb is Haggadah, but Eidus Shabashtar isn't Haggadah, but Kamash Malanin is Haggadah because of Rish Lakish's Klal of Eidim HaChasum al Ashar's Nasa Kamisha Nechbar Edusim Bevestin? So the Gemara's conclusion is Beferish that since Eidim HaChasum al Ashar's Kamisha Nechbar Edusim Bevestin, it's Bechlal Haggadah, and now it's subject to the din of Kevin Shehigid Shuv Enu Chozer Umagid, because it's Bechlal Haggadah's Eidus. It's Bechlal Haggadah's Eidus. That's what you're saying. That's the simple read of the Gemara. And you see from here that, like the Ramban was arguing, that Eidim HaChasum Al Ashtar is Bechlal Haggadas Eidus. That's the Chor where the Ramban was coming from. What would the Balaam Or say about this? So, I haven't completely worked this out, but something along the lines of, even though it's not Haggadas Eidus, the Klal of Kevin Shehigid, Shuvein Echozer Magid, is not limited to something which is Bechlal Haggadas Eidus, as long as it was Eidus that registers in Beistin. Eidim HaChasum HaSar is Nasa Kamisha Nefer Eidusim Beistin, and it's Eidus which registers in Beistin. It's something that we have to reckon with. For sure, everyone agrees, Eidus, even the Baal Mor thinks Eidus of Ashtar is something that you have to reckon with, and it's going to be Motzi Mamon. It's a Raya. It's a Raya to be Motzi Mamon. It registers as Eidus. Maybe it's not Haggadah's Eidus, but since it registers as Eidus, now that's also subject to the limitation, the din of Kevin Shehigid Shuvin Echozer Magid, even though it's not Bechlal Haggadah's Eidus. The Gemara was actually saying a Chiddush in the Klal of Kevin Shehigid Shuvin Echozer Magid, not necessarily a Chiddush in the Havana of Eidus of Ashtar. Right, those are the two ways to understand the Shach Vatari of the Gemara. Was the Gemara handling what's the nature of Eidus Shabashtar? Is it Yeh Haggadah or not Haggadah? Or was the Gemara handling the parameter of Kevin Shekid Shuvin Echozer Magid? Does it only apply to Haggadah's Eidus, or does it apply to any type of Eidus, even if it's not Bechlal Haggadah's Eidus? I know the Klal is Kevin Shehigid Shuvin Echozer Magid, but you know, you could say it's Lav Dafka. So even though at first glance it seems like it's a Beferish Gemara to support the Ramban and Ksubis, maybe there's a Dechia. So we have the Baal Mor, the Shitaso, because the Baal Mor thinks that according to the Shach that there's no Kasher Zamam by Eidus Shabashtar. Perhaps that's because he assumes, A, that you need Haggadah's Eidus, and that Eidus Shabashtar is not Bechlal Haggadah's Eidus, and the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Yud Ches, he'll read that the Gemara's Shach Vatari is not in terms of the nature of Eidus Shabashtar, rather it's in terms of the psul of Kevin Shehigid Shuvein Echozer Umagid. That was fast, but does that make sense? Clear? Not excited. You guys don't hear it.
Very sure.
Okay. Fine. Okay, that's part one. Part one. Okay. Part two. Everyone saw the Teisvis Dasido Be Tre Bechad U Tre Bechad. Yeah. The third toast is on the page. Tre bechad. No, you didn't guys see that yet. Okay, so I'll try to bring us into it, and you'll see it tomorrow. The Gemara, you saw the Gemara with the Mai Benayu, the two reasons of Rava. Okay, so the Gemara says, the Rava holds that Eid Zomim is possible in Kamal Abba. The Gemara gives two reasons for Shitas Rava. Either he holds Eid Zomim Chidushu Ve'in Lecha Chidushu El Mishas Chidushu Ve'elach. Alternatively, it's because of a takana of pseida lekuchos, and we only want to passel the edim mikam laba. And the Gemara says, "My benayu." The Gemara says, "Ika benayu." The way we have the girsa, dasidu beitre bechad inami de paslinu begazlanusa. So we know there's a big machlokas here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam as to what the correct girsa is. And what exactly the case is. So Rashi says the case of Beitre Bechad is if you have two Avim who were made, let's say that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Yeah? Two other Avim come and say that one of the Avim, Imanu Hayisa B'machon Ploni, and two other Avim come and say to one of the other aid, Imanu Hayisa B'makam Ploni. So it's not a chiddush because it's Trey V'chad as opposed to Trey U'Trey. Yeah? So you don't have the chiddush abo. So if you hold that Rava's pshat in Rava Shita of Mikan Laba is based on the chiddush abo, then it's not going to be relevant in the case of Trey V'chad. But if you assume it's Pseidel Lekuchos, then that will still be only possible mikan al haba. And then the other case is the paslinu begazlanusa. We're not going to focus on that right now in terms of Fershitas Rashi. That's the way Rashi understood the Gemara. Yeah? And Rabbeinu Tam has a whole slew of questions. Right? Yes, three or four questions on Rashi. We're not going to get into the questions right now. But how does Rabbeinu Tam understand the case of the Gemara and what's his girsa? So take a look at Tesis, the Nir Rabbeinu Tam. This is four lines before they get semi-wide. The Nir Rabbeinu Tam. The Garsina in the Gemara, Dasidu Tre Bechad Vesulo. It's only Tre Bechad. Vesulo, Shalohuzam Ki'im Ha'echad. Vahashtanicha, Delahachi Nakit Le'el Eid Zomim Lashon Yachiv. Vinicha Nami, this is how he answers all the questions he had in Rashi. Had the Mehemni Tre Hamazim and Tfe Miahuchad. Velav Chidishu. Vigarsina nami de pasle begazlanusa, perish the echa nifsel begazlanusa, vashini huzam vahashta hava mein pluktayuk tsas. So there's a major machlokis over here in Tesvis, how to read the Tosis, how to read the end of Tosis. Everyone says the Marshal and the Marsha. Yeah? So the Marshal and the Marsha, the machlokis, as to, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when the Gemara gave two nafkaminas between for the two reasons of Rava, was it really two nafkaminas? Two cases or one case? So the Maharshal understood, read Rabbeinu Tam, that when the Gemara says, Mai Benayu, Ika Benayu, it was only saying one case. And what's the case? That, again, you have the two Edom who are made that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Two other Edom come and are mazim one of the Edom. And the other aid was found out to be a Gazlan. So right now, it's not a Trey U'Trey, right? Why is it not a Trey U'Trey? Because one of the original Eidim was Pasul Alts Gazlanus, and the second Eid was the one who is now becoming an Eid Zomim. So it's really a Trey V'chad. It's not a Trey U'Trey because there's no one supporting that Eid who's becoming an Eid Zomim. It's only a Trey V'chad because you have two Eidim who are now coming to be Mazim, one of the Eidim, and he has no support coming from another Eid because that other Eid that initially testified with him was found to be a Gazlan. So it's a regular Trey V'chad. There's no Chiddush Abo. That's the way the Marshal understood the Girsa and the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Marsha, based on a Tesvis in Bava Kama, understood differently that Rabbeinu Tam is really saying two nafkaminas, and we're going to focus on the first one for now. really, the nafkamina, the Gemara, is the girsa is trei v'chad. So it's a trei, it's two edim who are being mazim one of the edim. But it's obviously not just one ed. The case was the following. Everyone knows what edus miuchedus is. Edus miuchedus. There's a Mishnah Maseches Makos that says that if you have two edim, one was witnessing, it's really the Gemara Makos, the one was witnessing something take place from one window, the other was witnessing the same thing take place from a different window, but they didn't see each other. They didn't see each other. But they were witnessing the same thing. So the Gemara says that that's not good for Dinei Nefashos. It works for Dinei Mamonos. It works for Dinei Mamonos. So that's what we call Edus Miuchedus. We're going to discuss exactly what the nature of that din is and why it should work by Dinei Mamonos in a moment. But that's the klal, the din of Edus Miuchedus, which works by Dinei Mamonos, is when you have two Edim who don't see each other, but they witness the same thing. That's one form of Edus Miuchedus. And that's kasher by Dinei Mamonos. So says the Marsha, and this is Beferish and Tosas and Meruba and Dafai and Gimel. Just Marsha reads it in Rabbeinu Tam over here. That the case of Trei Uchad V'chad is the following: that you have Edus Miuchedus. One aid was witnessing from one window that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. The other aid from a different window was witnessing that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. And then you have two Edim who now come and do Hazam on one of the Edim. So, says Rabbeinu Tam, explaining the Gemara, that's not Trei Utrei, which would have been a Chiddush. That's Trei V'chad, which is not a Chiddush. Why is that Trei V'chad? Because even though Edus Miuchedus works by Dinei Mamonos, but Lamaisa, the two Edim, the two original Edim, were not supporting each other, right? One Ed saw from one window, one Ed saw from another window. They didn't see each other. So they can't testify in terms of the presence of the other aid because they didn't even see the guy in the first place. It works by Dinei Mamonos for whatever reason, but since there's no aid that's being misayeya, the one who's being huzam, therefore we treat it as trei v'chad as opposed to trei utrei, and therefore it's not considered a chiddush, and that's going to be the nafkamina between the two reasons of Rava. If you hold the psul of mekana labaz because of a chiddush, trei v'chad in the case of edus miuchedus is not a chiddush. And if you assume the reason of Rav is because of Pseidah Lekuchos, then it should also be possible Mikan Labah. Even though there's no Chiddush, the Psul is only going to be Mikan Labah because of Pseidah de Lekuchos. That's the way the Maharsha read the Tesis. But either way, whether you read like the Maharsha or the Maharshal, there's a Machlokas Rishonim, because Tosis and Meruba says it's the Feirish. So there's a Machlokas Rishonim whether the case of Edus Miuchedus is Trei V'chad or Trei Utrei, right? And you have two edim. One is made from this window, is one made from this window, and they don't see each other. And that's kosher by Dinei Mamonos. And then you have two other edim come and are made about one of them. Imanu hayisa b'makom ploni. Do we treat that as trei utrei or trei uchad? Right? The Marshal thinks that's a machlokas between Tosis by us, Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosis and Meruba. That Tosis and Meruba thinks we treat that as a trei uchad. And the Marshal thinks that Tosis by us thinks it's a trei utrei. And that would be a regular case of Hazama with all the Chiddush and all the limitations of the Chiddush. And the Maharsha thinks that, no, our Tosis in Sanhedrin agrees to Tosis in Meruba, and will treat the case of Edus Miuchedus when you have two Edim being made about the Ed who saw from that window, as opposed to the Ed who saw from that window, we'll treat that as a Trei V'chad, and that's not going to be a Chiddush, and the Psul will be Mikan Lava, even according to that reason of Rava. Is that clear?
So the Marshal, isn't there a din that they're not Edus Zomim unless both of them are Huzam? So then, in this case, when they're Edus Zomim coming to Trei V'chad, meaning that they're Pashas Lashon Tosis, that they're being Mazim, only one of the Kass, then they wouldn't be Edus Zomim because they're only Edus Zomim if both members of the Kass are Huzam.
No, so that's in terms of Kasher Zomim. We're not only going to be Mekayim Kasher Zom if all the Edom are Huzam, but in terms of the Hakash of Hazama is even if it's one Edom, even if it's one Ed. That comes out from the Gemara according to everyone. That's true, because the Maskan of Trei V'chad, according to the Marsha also, is that only one of the two Edom is going to be Huzam.
Well, that Kas may be different than a normal Kas Edom because it's Mekayim, so that's why in my head it was less of a Kasher over there because they still have some sort of like this weird, like, you know, they're a kas but also not a kas, but like, I mean, normal kas to eat, and then they both come together, they both have healthy things. For kasher zomim, whatever that.
I'm pretty sure it's for kasher zomim that, yeah. I'm pretty sure. We have to chazer those gemaras, but I'm pretty sure it's for kasher zomim. Lamaisa, so what's the pshat in these this machlokas? Whether whether we treat edus mi'chedes and doing hazama on one of the edim as trey u'trey or trey l'chad? What's that machlokas about? So l'chora, I wanted to go through the gemara more like a mensch, but just to the Rosh Yiprakim, the Mishnah in Maseches Makos on Daat Vav and Beis says that if you have two Edim, talking about the Mishnah is talking about Dinei Nefashos, but if you have two Edim who see, let's say, Ritzicha from this window, and two Edim see Ritzicha from this window, if they were to see each other, then we treat that as one Edus. And if one is found to be puzzled, we apply Nitz Echa Kara puzzle because it's one cast because they saw each other. If they didn't see each other, if they didn't see each other, and one of the Kite Edim was found to be puzzled, so obviously we're not going to apply Nitz Echa Kara puzzle, so because that's Edus Mi'chedes, so that cast will be thrown out. But that cast, which was Kasher, since they didn't see each other, that cast is going to remain Kasher, and will accept their edus to be mechayev the rotzeach misa. That's what the Mishnah says. And the Gemara says, obviously the Mishnah is assuming this idea of edus miuchedes being possible. That's what the Gemara is saying. When you have two edim, or an ed and an ed, who don't see each other, that's called edus miuchedes. So where do we find that that's not good edus, that doesn't create a tziruf? Says the Gemara, there in Vav Beis, minayin la edus miuchedes shipsula shneimar, lo yumas al pi edacha. Pasuk says, "Lo yumas al pi echad." So it says the Gemara, "My echad, ilei ma eid echad mamish mireisha shamin al pi shnayim edim." The Torah said, "Al pi shnayim edim yumas hamis." So you have to, in order to give someone the death penalty, you need two edim. So why does the Torah say, "Lo yumas al pi echad"? It's repetitive. I know you need two edim. So what does it mean? Torah mean that you can only you can't kill with one edim? Says the Gemara, "El my echad, echad echad, echad echad means edus miuchedes." If you have an aid over here and an aid over here, and they don't see each other, there's no tziruf, that's called edus miuchedes, and that doesn't work by dine nefashos. That's what the Gemara says. What about by dine mamnis? So the Gemara there says in Daf Avim Beis Makos, Amar Rav Nachman, edus miuchedes kshir b'dine mamnis. It works by dine mamnis. Tichsev, lo yumas al pi erechad. B'dine nefashos hu de'en kshir, aval b'dine mamnis kshir. So from the fact that the Torah put the limitation of edus miuchedes only in the parasha of dine nefashos, and not dini mamnis, Rav Nachman learns that the problem of edus miuchedes is only shayich by dini nefashos, not by dini mamnis. Edus miuchedes is kosher by dini mamnis. Again, if you have an aid in this window, an aid in this window, they don't see each other, but they witness the same thing. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Will accept that edus when it comes to Dine Mamnis, not by Dine Nefashos. So the Ritva, all the Rishonim there in Makos, the Vav Beis, ask the following question. We'll see later on in Zebor, in a few blot, we're going to have a Machlokas Tanoim about Edus Miuchedes. Let's say you have one aid who says that I saw Reuven borrow money from Shimon on one day. And Shimon says he saw Reuven borrow money from Shimon on a different day. They're not necessarily talking about the same halva'ah. So that's obviously edus miuchedes. Could be they're talking about separate halva'os. So the Tanakama, the Gemara, it's going to be coming up on Daf Lamed. So the Gemara quotes the Tanakh, so the Tanakama holds that that's possible because they're not necessarily being made about the same halva'ah. And Rabbi Shulchan Karcha holds that we accept that edus by dine mamnis, even though they may be separate halvaos. Lamaisa, what comes out is Reuven owes a mana to Shimon, whether it was, you know, on this day or that day. Lamaisa, both edim are being made that Reuven owes a mana to Shimon, so we're going to accept that edus. That's machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha. But both Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha are assuming that Eidus Miuchedes works by Dini Mamnis. The Shaila just is, in this case, where they're not necessarily being made on the same halva, the Tanakhama would agree that if they're being made on the same halva, they just didn't see each other, right? Echad Michalom Zav, Echad Michalom Zav, but they're being made about the same halva, the same time, the same, everything is Oiska Halten. It's just that they didn't see each other. Even the Tanakhama would agree that the Eidus Miuchedes is kosher by Mamanis. So Frek, the Ritva, the Ramban, all the Rishonim there in Maseches Makos and Vav Meis and Rav Nachman, who says Eidus Miuchedes is kosher by Mamanis, is a Beferish Braisa. The Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed coming up. Both the Tanakhama and Rav Yishuv ben Karcha agree that Eidus Miuchedes is kosher by Dini Mamanis. So what's Rav Nachman's Grace of Chiddush? Eidus Miuchedes, which is possible by Dini Nefashah, is kosher by Dini Mamanis. It's a Braisa. All the Tanaim agree to that. What's the Chiddush Shabbat? So the Rishonim give a different Tirutzim. So the Ritva quotes the Ravid. It's probably not the Ravid. It's probably the Baal HaEshkol, the Sefer Eshkol, the Rav HaBeistin, who says that the Chiddush of Rav Nachman, fascinating, is that even though we saw in the Mishnah that since Eidus Miuchedes, the Mishnah Makos, that since Eidus Miuchedes is possible, is not good by Dini Nefashos, therefore there's no Tziruf. So if you have two Eidim over here and two Eidim over here, they don't see each other, there's no Tziruf. So one was found to be possible, Nimsa Echad Karva possible. We don't say Nimsa Echad Karva possible. We don't throw out the other set of Eidim, only this Eidim who are actually possible, we throw them out. The Eidim who are Kasher, they remain Kasher, and they're able to be Mechayev Misa, because since there's no Tziruf, there's no Eidus Miuchedes, doesn't work by Dini Nefashos, it doesn't create a Tziruf Le'inyan also the Psul of Nimsa Echad Karva Pasul. That was the Mishnah. Says the Ravid quoted by the Ritva, that since Eidus Miuchedes is Kasher by Dini Mamanis, that creates a Tziruf. Clearly, even though the two Eidim don't see each other, clearly the halacha is assuming that there's a tziruf between them for Dini Mamnis. And since there's a tziruf, we're going to apply the psul of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle. That the chiddush of Rav Nachman is that Eidus Miuchedes is kosher by Dini Mamnis, and therefore you see that there's a tziruf b'nehem, even though they didn't see each other. And since there's a tziruf, we'll apply the rule of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle. That's the way the Ritva quotes the Ravid. And the Ritva is cholik. He has a bunch of kashas, and he thinks it doesn't make sense. He thinks that the halacha is not that way. And he gives a different pshat in exactly what Rav Nachman's chiddush is. But just in the interest of time, streamline it. The Ritva argues, and he thinks that the hagam that Eidus Miuchedes is kasher by Dini Mamanis, that doesn't necessarily mean that the psul of Nimsa Echad or Karo Pasul is going to be shaykh. So what is a machlokus? What is this machlokus Rishonim about? Whether Eidus Miuchedes being kosher by Dini Mamanis, whether that necessarily dictates that we should apply the rule of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle. So l'chora yesh lachkor. When the Torah was machshir Eidus Miuchedes by Dini Mamanis, what was the Torah saying? Was the Torah saying that even though there's no tziruf, even though there's no tziruf between the two Eidim who don't see each other, you have an Eid here and an Eid here, but since Lamaisa, you have two Eidim Sach HaKol who are being made about the same Maisa in the realm of Dini Mamanis, that's kosher? That's kosher? But it's not really, there's no tzir between the two. Or was the Torah being Mechadesh that in the realm of Dini Mamanis, Eidim who don't see each other but are being made about the same Maisa, there is a tzir of Binayim. There are two Eidim. It's not the Pshat, don't need it or already have it. It's not the pshat that the Torah was machshir in Eid Echad here and Eid Echad here as long as they're being made about the same Maisa. Eidus Miuchedes is considered a kas of Eidim. You have two Eidim who are being made together. There's a kas, hagam, that they don't see each other. And for Dini Nefashos, maybe it wouldn't be a full-fledged tziruf, but in the realm of Dini Mamnis, it is a tziruf. And you have two Eidim who are being made together to be Motzi Mamun from Yenim. Got this two havanos in the chiddush of Eidus Miuchedes. So lach ora, that's what machlokas Ritva and Ravid is all about. According to the Ravid, who says that since Eidus Miuchedes is kosher by Dini Mamanis, therefore
Therefore, it's shayach the psul of nimsa echa karva pasul. It's because he's assuming that the edus miyuchedus, the chiddush is that there's a tzirah b'neihem. Even though they didn't see each other, the Torah is saying that edus miyuchedus, two edim who don't see each other by dinim nemes, there is a tzirah b'neihem. They are one kas, and now it's shayach to say nimsa echa karva pasul. The Ritva who says no, just because edus miyuchedus is kasher doesn't necessarily mean there's a psul of nimsa echa karva pasul. It's because there's no tzirah. The chiddush of edus miyuchedus by dinim nemes was that hagam that there's no tzirah, and you have one ed here and one ed here, but there's no tzirah. But since you have two edim, sach hakol, who are being made about the same maisa, that's sufficient in the realm of dini mamonis, even though it's not sufficient by dini nefashos. So that's the machlokas between the Ritva and the Ravid, whether the chiddush of edus miyuchedus is that you have a tziruf, you have a kas of two edim, or do you have two individual edim who are being made about the same maisa. So now back to our story. Is the case of edus miyuchedus trey utrey or trey v'chad? Right? Maybe according to the Marshal is machlokas between Aratosis and Tosfos B'Vakama. According to the Marshal, maybe 2 days in Aratosis. Whatever the case is, so l'chora, if you assume that Edus Miuchedes, the Chiddush of Edus Miuchedes in the realm of Mamonis, is that there's a Tziruf Beinehem. There's a Tziruf Beinehem. So l'chora, we should treat it as a Trey U'Trey. Right? Because Hagama, they don't see each other. But when you have two Edim who are being made against that one Ed, in the realm of Dini Mamnis, there's a Tzir Feneihem, and it should be treated as a Trey Trey, right? Like Roy and Tom said, Trey Kamea. You have two Edom who are being made against two Edom, because Hagamda, they didn't see each other, but Lamaisa, Al Pidin, we treat it as if there's a Tzir Feneihem, and therefore we should treat it as a Trey Trey, and then there is a Chiddush Shabbat. It's Trey Trey. But if you assume that the Chiddush of Edus Miuchedes is not that there's a Tziruf, but that you don't need a Tziruf, two individual Edom who are being made about the same Maisa are kosher for Dini Mamonis, and there's no Tziruf, then I understand. Then I understand why it should be treated as Trey V'Chad, because there's no Tziruf. You have two Edom who are being made against the Edom in that window. That the Edom in that window is not Mitzaref B'Chalal to the Edom in the other window. Hagam, that they're kosher to be Motzi Mammon in the realm of Dini Mammonis, but Edus Miuchedus, there's no Tziruf B'Neihem. So therefore, when you have two Edom who are made against one Ed, it's just Trey V'Chad. Maybe that's the Biur in the Machlokas in the Bali Tosis. Whether Edus Miuchedus is Trey or V'Chad, maybe it's dependent on this Machlokas between the Ritva and the Ravid, whether Edus Miuchedus, the Chiddush of Edus Miuchedus, is that there's a tziruf between the two edim, or that you don't need a tziruf, but it works when you have two individual edim who are being made about the same maisa. Shkaich.